What are the differences between paid ads and organic content? Many apps struggle to figure out what the difference is and which one they should be focusing on. So today I'm going to be breaking down from the hundreds of apps that we've seen what the common patterns were between their ads and organic content, and then also what the differences were. So let's go ahead and start out with organic content. Everyone wants to start with organic content, and there's a good reason why. The better you can build your organic content, the less likely you have to rely on paid ads, which means that you don't have to put in the ad spend, you don't have to try swapping out a bunch of creatives and hiring a media buyer, and you can just fully focus in on building an organic community that sustains itself and just does really, really well because you have a great organic building community. So that's obviously the biggest benefit of building organic. But chances are it's not always going to work that way. You're not always going to be able to build an insanely great organic community, especially if you're in a time crunch. Like in a month or so, it's very, very difficult to build a massive community, especially because there's so much competition out there. Everyone's trying to build organic and the ideas are just getting more and more creative. So you have to really think outside the box if you want to build good organic content. But I'm going to share some learnings along the way that I've had with organic content. Number one, it can definitely be used as a funnel to get more downloads for your app. But, and I say this because I want to really just emphasize my point here, but it's going to take time or it's not going to work. And I'm saying this because it's not always a proven formula. The problem with organic content is that sometimes it may not do as well as you might think. Everyone thinks that they'll create the next massive company like Duolingo on TikTok, but not everyone can do that. And that's why Duolingo is Duolingo. But there are other apps that have really done it well. It just takes a lot of time. So I would have this in my mind is, okay, it's going to take me a while to create good organic content. Just get that fixed. Maybe it'll take shorter time. Sometimes, you know, it may take a month or two, and in very lucky cases it happens. But I would go in with the mindset of, okay, it's going to take time for me to build this, but it's going to be very worth it for me because I'm going to be able to build an organic community. And in the future, if I don't want to run paid acquisition, then hopefully my organic brand can build up by then. But I also want to keep in mind that maybe it might not work, and that's okay because maybe one, my idea is not the best, or two, I'm just not good at creating content. And for that reason, if you're looking to get more acquisition faster, I would almost not focus on organic as the main thing that I want to do. And I'm saying this because it's not always going to work and it's also not going to be super quick. But if you're able to kind of get these 2 points across and you're able to sacrifice and you're like, okay, well, I'm okay with it taking a long time because I know that it's going to take a long time. And I'm also okay with it failing because I'll pivot and I'll figure out what I need to do next. Then by all means, go all in on organic. Just do organic. That's all you need. But in most cases, people don't have this mindset. They want to get results super fast. They want to be able to grow to 100,000 followers in a month. And they also think that those 100,000 followers are all going to download their app and they'll have 100,000 users. Yeah, it's very, very difficult. And I know Andrew Chen and many other big people talk about building organic community, which is why I'm really emphasizing it. And it's very helpful. Even like in the worst case, if you don't want to do it, I would still say do it. Like, don't skip on it. You should definitely be building organic. But let's get into paid and let's talk a little bit about why you should be doing paid acquisition. So once you're building organic, which in all cases you should be building, just have the mindset that it's going to take time and that even if it fails, you can pivot. Then the next step is, okay, figuring out how you're going to get users. Now, paid acquisition really depends on every app, so I can't break down every single scenario out there. But what I can say is that if you're trying to do paid ads, just know that maybe your user quality might not be the best immediately. And that's because everyone thinks that they can just run a bunch of paid ads and all that matters is their cost per acquisition and nothing else. So if you're able to get a $3 cost per acquisition, you're set and you're successful. But that's not going to be the case because there are so many other things that go into it, such as, okay, what is the quality of the user? Who is the user? Are they representative of who we're trying to actually target? Or are they just somebody who really enjoyed the content that we put out and are just on our app for no reason and have never used it before? So you have to get really nitty gritty in terms of the details. But the cool thing about paid ads is you can build that user flow. Like, you will get people in the app. And that's the awesome part is that one, you can kind of validate a little bit. It'll help with showcasing to investors that, hey, look, I've gotten this many users and it's awesome. And it's honestly really, really cool. But at the same time, you also don't want to waste too much money bringing on the wrong users. So here's where organic comes in. Now, if you're able to combine your organic and paid strategy to where you're building a community and you're kind of validating your product within that organic community and you're using those learnings to create paid ads, now you've hit the jackpot because not only are you going to target the right people, but your paid ads and your organic are going to work well together. And this is going to really create an awesome funnel for you to bring people through the door and also have a really excited community. Now, this is the ideal scenario for many of the people that we work with as well. But the only thing to keep in mind is it's going to take time to get here. The way that you would do it is continuously create organic content. It doesn't have to be way too much, maybe once a day, once every other day if you can. And then from there, start running some paid ads and see how it goes. Now, not all apps should run paid ads. Again, referencing Andrew Chen here, I would say that not everyone should run paid ads immediately. But if you're a startup that, you know, is at a certain stage, or if you really are looking to get those users quickly or maybe in the next few months, then it is very useful and helpful to start running paid ads. And in that case, what you would do is continuously build your organic content, start running paid ads, use your learnings, and vice versa. So use them for each other. Use your organic learnings for paid ads and your paid ads learnings for organic. And I can break that down more in detail in another episode for you guys. So hopefully this was helpful and you guys learned a little bit more about the expectations and kind of what to expect for organic and paid ads. And if it was, then it would be awesome if you can leave a 5-star review on this podcast. It would mean a lot for us. That being said, that's it for this episode, and we will see you in the next one.